Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. She's Nita Marks. And it's time to get your fantasy football fix for week number two in the National Football League. Anita, let's start at quarterback. You have two players to start, two players to sit, and you like a couple of athletic quarterbacks to start this week.
I do, because this is the trend. This is what's happening in the NFL with this read option. Number one, I love Michael Vick going up against the San Diego Chargers. You saw what he was able to do against the Washington Redskins. Chip Kelly and him, this is a match made in heaven. I'll tell you what, I'm surprised. This should have happened 3 years ago for Michael Vick, so I really like that. And a deep, deep sleeper, if you're in need, I love Terrell Pryor going up against the Jaguars. Now, keep in mind, he put up 20 fantasy football points last week against Indianapolis. If he could do that against Indy, imagine what he can do at home against the Jaguars. Guys, you want to avoid Big Ben going up against Cincinnati. He's lost his center for the season with an ACL injury. And Joe Flacco, I'm just not digging Flacco right now.
Mrs. Baltimore Raven, not digging Joe Flacco?
Really? No, I covered the Ravens for 4 years. I think he's lost too many weapons with Anquan Boldin in San Francisco and Dennis Pitta being injured. There is potential for him to do well, but he needs to prove it to me before I start him on a fantasy football roster.
Let's jump to your two players to start, two to sit at running back, and you like a couple of big physical running backs this
week. I do. Let's start right here at the New York Football Giants, and that is Brandon Jacobs. Listen, David Wilson's going to get every opportunity to kind of prove that he can hold on to the football, but in the red zone, when it's maybe second and goal, third and goal, I think Brandon Jacobs becomes a TD vulture, as we like to call him in fantasy football. Also, Eddie Lacy. When you see what LeSean McCoy did against the Washington Redskins last week, you got to like Eddie Lacy and what he can do, especially as a good flex. Running backs you want to steer clear of, Cincinnati Bengals, both their running backs going up against Pittsburgh, and Ryan Matthews against the Eagles. Ronnie Brown actually took a lot of carries away from Ryan Matthews. Not a good play this week.
And both those Bengal running backs had a tough go of it last week. Let's move on to the wide receivers, and the two guys you like to start this week are both hanging out in the NFC East.
Yes, they are. I'm sorry, Giants fans, but DeSean Jackson, I think he's going to have a huge game against San Diego. Just like if you own Michael Vick and you own DeSean Jackson, I think you pretty much won week two. Also, Pierre Garçon going up against the Green Bay Packers. They give up 200 yards to Anquan Boldin in week one, so you got to love that. And a big, big sleeper to go with my Terrell Pryor sleeper is Rod Streeter, wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders. Got to love him going up against the Jags. One wide receiver that you want to steer clear of is Roddy White. He's got a high ankle sprain, is not practicing. Don't even know if he's going to go. If he does, I think he'll be limited.
Harry Douglas had actually a pretty big game last week because Roddy White took a lot of snaps off. Finally, Nita, you have a couple tight ends you like and a couple defenses you like as well.
I do, and I hate to say this, but Julius Thomas, Denver Broncos, because Dan Connor, not sure if he's going to go. Mark Herzlick might play that Mike linebacker here with the Giants. I think Peyton Manning might take advantage of that matchup. So Julius Thomas with the Denver Broncos. Also, I like Brandon Myers here with the Giants and Jordan Cameron. Norv Turner loves this guy, and he's going up against the Baltimore Ravens. They're very kind to opposing tight ends. And you've got Greg Little, who's dropping passes. So Wheaton, he's trusting his tight end. Two defenses really quick I like if you're in need. Oakland against the Jaguars and Carolina against the Buffalo Bills.
Josh Gordon cannot come back fast enough for Brandon Wheaton and the Cleveland Browns.
You're absolutely right.
Anita, thanks for the time as always.
No, it's great. And good luck in week two. Hopefully we helped you in week one.
Hopefully you're 1-0 trying to get to 2-0. For Anita Marks, I'm John Schmoe. Good luck this weekend in your matchups, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Giants.com.